You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Ha, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
Nice shot. Filter right there for you. Gunner here, and you're listening to Steel City Music, or hanging out with me on Steel City Music and all those other fun things. There you go. In this hour of music, we are going to hear some Sugar Changes. Kind of like a 90s set, man. Screaming Trees, I Nearly Lost You will be in this set. Rainbow Butt Monkeys. Yes, folks, there was a band called Rainbow Butt Monkeys back in the day. In the 90s. They later went on to become this other band. No, I'm going to tell you. Okay, I'm going to tell you. They changed their name to Finger 11. I don't know why. They just did. And they became super huge. But I always love the name Rainbow Butt Monkeys. And I've always loved this track from them. And it's called As Far As I Can Spit. Out of Vancouver, Paste in this set with the track Pluto. Pluto with the track Pace, sorry. OLP, old, the big hit back in the 90s that kicked things off with them. Starseed. Out of London, Ontario, Salmon Blaster, near and dear to my heart. Love this track, Freeway. Really big sounding, beautiful song from Jane's Addiction in this set, Just Because. Some Nirvana. Nirvana. Or as some people like to say in the States, Nirvana. The track Drain You. 30-year anniversary now of that album. The big one with the baby on it. I wonder if that guy ever did get any of that money. I guess we would hear something. Remember, he was the baby, and then he's, you know, the baby on the cover, that's him. He's like in his 30s now, and he's like, he's all pissed, and he wants to sue them for stuff, and whatever. Nine Inch Nails, Head Like a Hole. So there you go. But kicking things off, a really big rock-sounding track. But this band really wasn't a big rock band. Incubus with Megalomaniac. Enjoy this set of music, folks. All fun 90s stuff for you.
We'll be right back. deserve. You're going to get what you deserve. Bow down before the one you serve. You're going to get what you deserve. Tell me what you want me to. Got money, nail me up against the wall. Got money, don't want everything. He wants it all. No, you can't take it. No, you can't take it. No, you can't take that away from me. No, you can't take it. No, you can't take it. No, you can't take that away from me.
Oh, I'm disappointed. I was told he might appear wearing the Little Richard jacket.
Yes.
Your great hero, which now you've acquired.
I've now acquired that through my wife. It was one of our wedding anniversaries a few months ago. And my idol when I was a kid was Little Richard. And she knew that, so she found one of his old original stage jackets, 1956, and she got it for me for an anniversary present. And the thing, Little Richard, the guy is huge. This guy, I can use it as a tent in the garden. I basically wear it on stage. I mean, he must have had, like, really little legs.
And a big body.
You know, and a big body, because the sleeves are down there on me. I saw him first in 1963, I think it was, and I think it might have been at the Brixton Odeon. I don't know, somebody remember the tour. Everybody remembers everything these days. And the Rolling Stones were opening up for him. It's the first time they ever saw him. And they weren't really very well known. There's about six kids rushed to the front, you know. That was their fan base at the time. Everybody was there for Little Richard. And I think Bo Diddley was on the show and all that. And it was priceless. I'd never seen anything so rebellious in my life. Some guy yells out, "Get your hair cut!" And Mick says, and I'll never forget these words, "What, I look like you?" I thought, oh my God, this is the future of music. And sure enough.
You're listening to Steel City Music. Thank you.
Classes and gets good grades. once he got out of jail, he was gone.
He took off for Nashville.
Down in Music City, Paycheck scraped by as a backup musician, playing with everyone from Porter Wagoner to George Jones.
He was kind of like a country music Mozart. You know, he played guitar, lead guitar, and steel and drums, and he was an excellent bass player, probably the best in Nashville in his day.
Oh, this used to be our favorite night spot.
He was a great singer.
And she was here. It was heaven.
Next time I'd seen him was he'd come back and he'd change his name to Donnie Young.
Donnie Young wasn't exactly burning up the charts, so he decided he would change his act.
Back in them days, there was a Johnny Dollar and
Johnny Cash and Johnny Western.
Donnie's manager, figuring he'd cash in on the Johnny trend, recalled an obscure Polish boxer, Johnny Paycheck, with a K.
From that point on, I mean, he totally believed he was Johnny Paycheck. You couldn't talk him out of saying, okay, Donnie, or every time you'd call him Donnie, he'd get mad at you. I think he had an identity crisis.
He legally changed his name to Johnny Paycheck, and his career took off. But deep down inside, he was still Hubcap Donnie.
Paycheck was playing with Patsy Cline.
Crazy.
Paycheck stole Patsy Cline's car.
I think that was down in Texas someplace. Big country music park, and he got to drinking. He found her keys, and he just went out and got in her car and took off. And when he get to the gate, they would shut the gate on him. There was only one entrance to it. They said, just let him go. He can't get out. And he went past that gate a half a dozen times, and he just drove around and around and around inside the park. But eventually, it ran out of gas.
He had a total disregard for the law when he was drinking.
Old habits die hard, but somehow he managed to pick up a new one.
There was like a couple of 24-hour pharmacists in there in Nashville, you know what I mean. The drug of choice back then was the Old Yellers. We'd go to the jam sessions, and Paycheck was always up there playing bass. Well, we'd stay up for 3 or 4 days just to get in tune, and then jam for 3 or 4 more.
Between the speed binges and stints in jail, Paycheck found himself broke and homeless. Then he met a man named Swamp Dog.
excuse me. My song I wrote, Don't Take Her, She's All I Got, single-handedly put Johnny Paycheck on the map, because he was nowhere near the map.
Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all.
Single did a load of sales. People were buying the hell out of it. We made a fortune with that money. But anyway, I digress.
And they hauled them off. And anyhow, went down to get them out the next morning and had to pay the fine. Paycheck didn't even have a shirt on. Had to go to court without a shirt. I mean, it's in Canada, and that little deal there where they all have to get up and all hail the queen, something like that. Paycheck went like, the queen.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Move.